You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
What is happening?
It's all I don't know.
You're listening to the AME Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the AME Radio Show. I'm your host, Jason Dowd, and it's a great Friday. It's the end of the week. We're ready to start the weekend, and we're going to be sitting here talking about art, music, and entertainment for a little while. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy it with us, because we got a lot to cover in just a short amount of time. Now, today, we have a couple of great guests coming on, and there's some other things that are going on in the art and music entertainment world that I would like to discuss as well. So before we get into anything, check us out at www.theamemagazine.com when you get a chance, of course. It's our website. It gives you all the links to our radio show, television show, and magazine. So there's a lot of stuff to cover. If you missed anything, don't worry about it. It's archived up there. And if you want to see what we have coming up, go check it out. It's there for you anytime you want. We also have links to our social media networks. So if you are a fan of those and you prefer those, we're there too. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheAME Experience. Twitter, which is at Dowd Studios, or any of the other ones that we have up there. They're all listed on the website. We also have a brand new app for the Android platform. It is available right through the link to the Google Play Store. Just click that and download it for free. Now, I do have some news, though. Unfortunately, our iOS app for Apple's has been taken down, and we are currently trying to figure out how to get a new one up and running just very quickly, because of the fact we don't exactly know what happened, but all I know is that it is no longer available in the store, and the guy that was hosting it decided he didn't want to be in business anymore, so he didn't give us the source code for us to put up on our own platform. So unfortunately, that is currently down for a little bit. But if you still have the app, don't worry, it will work. It just you won't be able to get any updates or anything else to it until we get this thing situated. Okay, so the guests that we have coming on today are, first of all, Ayla Brown. You know her from American Idol. We've talked to her a couple of times. She's been on our radio show and our TV show, and we really love talking to her. She's going to be going and singing for the Olympic Games during some of the hockey events that are going to be out there for the USA hockey team, which is going to be a lot of fun, and we're very proud of her. And to have that opportunity to represent the United States in that type of way is very, very interesting. So she's going to be telling us about her experience, what it's going to be like for her, what she's anticipating, and so much more, because that is coming up this week. She's going to be out there in South Korea. So good luck to her with that. We also have Rosanto Cole coming on. He's an entrepreneur and a fashion designer. And so we're going to be talking to him about his vision for his work, his style, and so much more. You're not going to want to miss that interview as well. Okay, so I guess let's talk about, first of all, the Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowl was this past Sunday. As you know, the Eagles played the Patriots, and the Eagles upset my Patriots. I am so shocked, but yet I'm kind of not shocked, because when I'm watching that defense, I could not believe how pathetic our defense was. If you're a Patriots fan, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a Patriots hater, you love it. But I saw a lot of bad calls throughout that game on both sides. You can't say that the referees are favoring the Patriots anymore, because two touchdowns were really kind of helped out by the referees and their interpretation that technically was a no catch. But I'm not going to let that happen. It is our fault for letting him get down to that situation to begin with. So, but as you know, Matt Patricia has been signed by the Lions as their new head coach, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe, just maybe, he didn't have his heart into it. You know, I mean, that was the worst performance I've seen by our defense, except for maybe in the first game of the season. And unfortunately, it cost us a Super Bowl. But the joke's on you, everybody, because if you watched the Tom vs. Time on Facebook watch, you will have heard that he's not going to retire until he gets at least two more Super Bowls, which he's very capable of doing. Now, if he had won yesterday, guess what? You'd only have one more, maybe, and he might even step down earlier if that wasn't a possibility. But now he's going to be even more determined to get to those two Super Bowls. So I guess you guys wanted him to retire, but it's not going to happen now at all. And I don't think Belichick's going anywhere as well. But the Super Bowl was a pretty intriguing game. It came down to the wire. And congratulations to Eagles and the Eagles fans. You know, it's a wonderful experience to win that, but it's also a horrible experience to lose it. So I know your pain. We've been through five of them. We've lost five, won five. And, you know, to be able to say that you've had at least a 50% win in the Super Bowl throughout your entire 50-year history, that's something to say something about, because there's only one other team to do that, and that was Denver. Now, Denver only won two out of their 10. We've won five out of our 10. So that's a great accomplishment. Also, we saw Justin Timberlake take the stage. As you know, he was a former Mouseketeer and an amazing performer, part of NSYNC. And he took the stage to play some of his best songs, and he did not disappoint. There was no malfunctions of the wardrobe this year, so that was good. But one of the things that I was really impressed with was his dedication to Prince. Now, as you know, Prince died, I believe it was either March or April of 2015, I believe, and he's from Minnesota. So this is where the Super Bowl was held. That was a great idea for him to do. I was very impressed with it. I was impressed with the whole performance, and I really, really thought that was a good halftime show. And the halftime shows are not always that great for some reason. I don't always like them, but I did like this one. Second of all, the Super Bowl commercials, they were pathetic. I the only one that had any bit of class or some type of excitement to it was the M&M commercial. But the other ones were all political. And I was like, wow, they were completely boring. I'm like, this isn't the Super Bowl we're used to. We used to love the commercials. That was what we tuned in for. But I guess those days are over. Now, I did know that there was a anti-protest commercial that was put on the lineup to be scheduled for the Super Bowl, but Roger Goodall decided he didn't want to put that in there, and that neither did the networks. So it's amazing that they allow one side but not the other side, but yet they say they're for true equality and freedom of speech. Well, I don't see that, because they didn't allow the other side to come out and say what they wanted to say. So that was kind of an interesting ordeal as well. Okay, so some of the other things that I have going on in my life, and I think you guys are going to be really excited about. As you know, we just released with my art studio, the Imagination Art Studios television production department, we have released our very first episode of A Day in the Life Of, and we are traveling around with Jennifer McGill. She was part of the Mickey Mouse Club. She knew Justin Timberlake personally, and we get to travel around Hollywood Studios. Now, Hollywood Studios originally was called Disney MGM. So it wasn't exactly what you know it now, and it wasn't always a theme park. So she's going to be talking to us about some of the places that she remembered growing up, where they did their schooling, where they did some of the shoots, some of the skits that they did, where the entire cast and show was taped, which is actually in the back lot, which you can get to. She also talks to us about how it looked before it became the theme park, and what it was like to be one of the first riders of the Tower of Terror, one of their most elusive rides that people love to go on. It's like the Haunted Mansion on speed. It's like 10 times better than the Haunted Mansion could be. So she's going to be talking to us about that, and she's going to be talking to us about her CD that she has out, which is Unbreakable. We talked to her about that before. And we're just going to get to know Jennifer up close and personal and see the roots that she started out with, which is an amazing thing to be able to experience. Everybody knows I wanted to be a Mouseketeer. And that was kind of like my idea of being a Mouseketeer for a day. I know I'll never get that opportunity. I'm way too old for that now. But I always hoped deep inside that maybe someday I'd get that chance when I was growing up. But I got to watch her do it. I got to watch all these other amazing talents do it. I have an utmost respect for them. And I'm also friends with a lot of them on Twitter and other types of places. So it's like the party never stopped. And I'm excited about that. So you're going to be able to see this show up close and personal. It is now on YouTube. It's also on the IAS Television Roku channel, which is also free. All you have to do is go to IAStelevision.com, and you'll be able to subscribe to the channel. That's IAS.com. IAStelevision.com. Sorry about that. Also, I just released my brand new mask collection called The Little Red Riding Hood. Now, I have done The Little Red Riding Hood in the past, but I've never done it like this before. This is steampunk with a mask. It's got a gothic feel, but it's also steampunky, and I had a lot of fun doing it. The model did a great job. and they are now on display on our website, imaginationartstudios.com. Also, if you want to check it out, it will be at the Epcot Center here shortly. We're going to be doing a trip to Epcot to deliver the mask pictures to the mask store at the Italian Pavilion. So check them out when you get there, too. All right, guys, I think that's about all I have right now. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we have Ayla Brown on the line, so you're not going to want to miss that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a second.
Do you love horror? The strange and unusual, fantasy creatures, or urban legends? Do you want to step inside a dream or nightmare? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you should check out internationally exhibiting artist Jason Dowd and his award-winning photographic collections by visiting www.imaginationartstudios.com. Get inside his mind and experience his inner weird.
Hi, this is Crystal Hunt from Guiding Light, One Life to Live, maybe a little Magic Mike Double XL, and currently Hilton Head Island on PureFlix.com, and you're listening to AME Radio.
Hi, it's Maurice Bernard. You're listening to the AME Radio Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We have our returning guest on. She's been on a bunch of times before, and we're so excited to have her back. Her name is Ayla Brown. She was part of the American Idol, and she is going to be doing some pretty amazing stuff here in the next couple of weeks, and I'm very excited and proud of her for being able to do this. She's going to be singing the national anthem at some of the Olympic Games. How cool is that? So she's going to be going to South Korea and doing all kinds of stuff. And honestly, that's going to be something I would love to be able to be a part of one day myself, would be the Olympic Games. So welcome to the show, Ayla. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction. I'm so excited. I leave for Korea on February 13th, so it's right around the corner, and I couldn't be more excited to be a part of this.
Well, I know you did a lot of the stuff for the troops, so this has got to be just equally as cool, because these are the people that are representing our country against the world, and hopefully we bring home a lot of gold medals.
Oh my goodness, exactly. There are so many athletes around the world who are training for this certain small amount of time to prove that they are the best in the world, and the fact that America is so strongly represented in all of these sports is something that I'm really looking forward to. And they all work so hard, but of course I'm pulling for Team USA in every single sport.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that I like about the winter sports, I think, the most is that other than maybe figure skating, all of it is based upon speed, times, and records. So it really doesn't matter about judging as much. And I think I like that more, because it makes you either have a definitive winner or you don't. You can't play favorites between a country or something else. And I think that
right.
makes it a little bit more competitive for me.
That's a really good point. I mean, I think that some of the more exciting things to watch sometimes are like the gymnastics, because it all does come down to that individual. Mm-hmm. But in the winter sports, there's a lot of team, team activities and team sports too, which is really exciting to cheer on, like a full team as opposed to like, you know, ice skating or gymnastics, where it's really individualized in a way, even though they are playing for a team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And you know what else I like about the Winter Olympics is that I saw a movie called Cool Runnings back in, the early 90s, and it was about the Jamaican bobsled team, and you know, they're still going at it. That is so cool, isn't it? Even though they're not American, I love their spirit and that they were able to make it work and train in a tropical region.
Exactly. I mean, it's something I applaud them for. I don't know how they did it, but the movie is fantastic.
And I love Jimmy Cliff's version of I Can See Clearly, and that was one of my favorite songs through that time. I mean, I know it's an older song, but still, it just brings it back to life, and I just love that song.
Yeah, it's a great one.
So have you ever been to Korea? Obviously, this is South Korea, not North Korea. Have you ever been to Korea at all? And what's your expectation of what it's going to be like over there?
I've never been to Korea. I'm really, really excited about it because I've always wanted to go to some of those Asian countries like Japan and Korea and Thailand. And I've never had the opportunity until now. So, yeah, to say I'm excited is an understatement. I love finding out cultures and learning about cultures and food and travel. And it's something that I'm pretty passionate about. So being able to not only sing, but to travel and experience new things is something I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be so much fun.
Now, you're doing hockey, right? So you're going to be singing the national anthem before the hockey game. Now,
here's the thing. I need to correct you because I've been telling everyone for like a month that it's the national anthem, and maybe I overlooked or misread something, but I'm actually not doing the national anthem. I'm doing something. I'm doing two performances, one for a women's hockey game and one for a men's hockey game.
Okay.
And they're actually going to be performances. So if you've ever been to like a Nashville Predators game or if you've seen like an entertainer at a hockey game, I'm basically doing a set in between the periods. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be able to do about a 10 to 15 minute set while they clean the ice and all that stuff. So I think that's even more exciting because people all around the world are going to be able to hear my music and actually like my songs. And that's not anything I expected. And for whatever reason in my mind, I thought it was the anthem the whole time because to me, I was like, oh, well, why else would I be going over there if it wasn't to sing the anthem? But it ended up being so much more, and I'm really excited about it.
That is cool. And that's what I was about ready to question because I'm like, you know, I've never really seen the full hockey game during the Olympics. I mean, I've seen the games, but I've never seen the beginnings or the ends of it. So I'm like, do they actually do the national anthem before each team plays like they would here as a regular, you know, NHL game? Or, that's what I was trying to figure out. And then I'm like, well, usually they do the national anthems when they win the medals. So
when they win, yeah, exactly. And that's when I finally was like actually thought about that myself. I said to myself, oh, well, yeah, that would make sense. Why would I be doing the national anthem? It only goes to the team winner, and then they play the recorded version of that team's anthem. And so that kind of seems silly for them to bring me all the way out there to sing for a team that, you know, might not win, you know, the chances are. So, yeah, so I ended up getting kind of an upgrade, so to speak. I get to sing some of my own songs that I'm looking forward to do.
So what songs are you going to be playing for everybody, or do you want to keep that a secret?
Oh, no, I don't need to keep it a secret. I'm going to be playing my two songs, Let Love In and Label, and those are ones that they requested that I sing, which I'm excited about. And so that'll be for the women's games. And I got an interesting email from the Olympic Committee, and they said, all right, well, we want you to do those two songs for the women's games, but for the men's game, can you sing Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Come Together by the Beatles? And I'm like, well, sure, I guess. You know, they're sending me all the way out there. I guess I got to learn it. So I've been doing my best to learn Come Together because I've never sung that song before, so it'll be a good challenge for me.
That does sound like a challenge, especially if you've never had, you know, if you've never seen, you've heard the song, but you never sang it. So to hear it and be able to sing with it probably on the radio is a lot different than trying to sing it without the words and stuff like that. So
right.
I mean, that's got to be fun.
Exactly.
So how did you get into something like this? Because this is very specific. I mean, did they come in and scout you out and say, we want to have you doing this? Did you apply for this? I mean, how did you get a gig like this? Because this is not something that just kind of, I would think, just fall in your lap.
Well, first of all, I pinch myself every day that I even get this opportunity because I know that they don't offer these sort of things to every artist or all artists out there. So I'm very grateful. The reason it all kind of came about is my boyfriend Rob's sister is on the Olympic hockey team. She's number 22, Casey Bellamy, and she's the assistant captain. And Rob and I were trying to brainstorm about how to go over and visit her and see her in the Olympics, because Rob has never had the opportunity to see his sister play in an Olympic game. And so we budgeted it, and we basically came to the conclusion that there's no way we would be able to afford to go together to see her play. And what we did was I created this amazing press kit with the help of my publicist, and I sent it to the right person. I kept asking around and finding the right contact of someone who would make the decision for the entertainment at the games, and I happened to land on that person, and they approved me. And it's almost like an act of God, because there is no way that I feel like that would have happened in normal circumstances.
I'll tell you, where there's a will, there's a way, isn't there? It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that's exactly what we talk about on the show a lot, is that if you have the passion and the desire to do it, you can move mountains, and you just prove to people you can do that. There's always that wall. It's just a matter of how you're going to get around it, or are you going to let it stop? Are you going to go over it, around it, under it, or through it? It just depends on how you're going to do it, but you found a way of making that happen, and that's pretty intense. And you get to help represent our country with your music, and you get to show people worldwide what you can do, and that's amazing.
Thank you, and that's exactly what I feel like it's turned into. It's turned into something so much more. It is, like you said, I'm representing my country now, and there's so much pride I take in that. And at first, it just started out to be, how can we go support someone that we really love and care about, and we want to see her succeed on the ice? And then it turned into something so much more, and I'm so up for the challenge. I'm ready to go. I couldn't be more excited and blessed and thankful for this opportunity. And so I'm looking forward to leaving on February 13th and seeing what happens.
Now, I know that she won the championship here at the Amalie Arena when you came down here last year. Has she ever performed in the Olympics before? And if she has she won any medals for it?
So this is her third Olympics. She was in Sochi in Russia, and then she did the one in Vancouver. And I'm almost positive, last time that they went to the Olympics in Sochi, they ended up losing to Canada. So they lost the gold, and that was a really big deal. And so they're hoping to not only make it to the medal round, but to win it this year. I mean, this was the goal for 4 years. They have, you know, a chip on their shoulder, and they're ready to go, and they're excited to fight for it. And this is what it's all about, you know, those rivalries between countries. It doesn't get any better than that.
And, you know, the thing about it is with hockey, it always seems to be either Russia or Canada that stands in our way, and they just shatter our dreams. And I would just love for them to be able to go up there and just stop that from happening and take the gold. That would be awesome.
Yeah, me too. That would be great.
So tell us a little bit about the performance. Are you going to be doing it like a Super Bowl type thing? Are you going to bring out a stage and you're going to have lights and everything? Or is it going to be just, you know, come out and just singing?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Yeah, I have no clue, and that's the scary part, because there is a language barrier and there's a time difference and no one really seems to know. But I do know that I have a rehearsal, and at this point, because it's just myself traveling over there, I'm going to most likely be singing to tracks, because I have no idea how to play any of those songs on the guitar that they want me to play. And, you know, I'm going to have in-ears and just, you know, sing with a microphone, and everyone else in the audience will hear me, and I'm going to just do the best that I can and work and adapt, because this is a new situation for everyone, you know, especially me. I've never sung at a hockey game like that. I've done national anthems before, but I've never put on a set. So, you know, there's going to be some challenges, but I'm excited and up for it.
Are you one of the first people to do this? Because I don't know if they technically do this often. Because I've watched it, but sometimes they cut in and out, you know, and so they show you some of it, and then they come back to it. They don't show you the full game sometimes. Is this something that's typically done at these events, or is this kind of like a whole new chapter that you've opened up for the Olympics, and possibly could be a great avenue for other people to possibly do in future Olympics?
Oh my goodness. I don't know how to answer that question because I can't say that I've been to a lot of Olympic Games in my life. So this might be a first. It might not be a first. I don't know. But I think if there's other entertainment, you know, if we end up going to some other games and stuff, I'll be interested to see if there are other musical performers out and about and doing some things. But the Olympic Committee and the Embassy of South Korea is having me do a lot of other visits. Too. Mm-hmm. Some educational things. I'm making a 45-minute speech to musical and high school students about following your dreams, and I'm excited and a little nervous about that too, to be honest. But you know, it's one of those things where I'm going all the way across the world, and I would love to tell people about my journey and how I got to where I am, and hope that they can maybe take away one or two things from that.
So are you going to be having a interpreter when you do something like that, or is it going to be with those really cool headphones that you put on and everybody else wears, and they can all hear what you say and it just translates it? Because that would be fun.
I actually think that I have an interpreter for that, yes.
Okay. That's
cool. I've never spoken with an interpreter. I mean, this will be a first for me.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of firsts up in the next few weeks that I'm really looking forward to.
So what's one of the pieces of advice you're going to tell those kids that are trying to do exactly what you do and get out there and become a success in the music industry, even if it's only in the Korean peninsula? You know,
and that's the thing. I would love to learn a little bit about their music system and their business, because for me, I don't know if the American dream has kind of helped me fulfill some of these incredible accomplishments I've had over the years. But a lot of it is being in the right place at the right time and working really, really hard and almost outworking everyone else. And so I think the moral of that story is the harder you work, the more that you can achieve. And, you know, talent, of course, has a lot to do with it, but it's not everything. Mm-hmm. Because even Nashville is a perfect example of, there are so many talented people in Nashville, but are you going to outwork the next person? That's kind of what it comes down to.
That's true. There are a lot of people that I've heard on the radio, and I don't know how they got a contract, but they did. And then there's people out there that are just astronomically good, and they don't have anything. But it's just a matter of how you take that situation and apply it to make it the best that you can be and get out there and do what you want to do.
Right, exactly.
And it doesn't always take a contract to do that. It doesn't have, you don't have to be signed to a label to make a successful music career anymore. And that's what I think is another interesting idea. And hopefully I'm hoping that that's a possibility for these kids out there too. I don't know what it's like over there either, because I don't know anything about the music.
I don't either, because I don't want to be like, oh, these are all the things you can do. And then they're like, well, that's not what our government allows or our country allows. And it's like, I'm telling them something that won't even be able to be put into fruition, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, we'll see.
Well, the good thing is that they're in South Korea, so they do have a lot more opportunities than North Korea does. So that's a good possibility,
yeah.
A good stepping stone for them. So they do definitely have something going in the right direction for them.
Exactly. So we'll see. That's one thing that I have to start working on, you know, in the next week or so is my speech for that, because I do want it to be good and thought out, and I want people to actually take away something from it and not just tell my story, because, okay, that's nice, but my story, hopefully with some tidbits of how to succeed, is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you all the best. We're running out of time, so I definitely want to be able to see you and on television and when this happens. And please tell us when you get back how it was. I want to hear all about it.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more. But before you do, just remember to tune in and watch her in the Olympic Games from South Korea here in the next couple weeks. So congratulations, and We'll see you after the commercial break.
Jason Dowd of Imagination Art Studios is proud to announce the release of his steampunk collection, which is currently on tour across the country. There you will see beautiful handmade masks from Venice, Italy that accentuate beautiful women to create amazing stories and feelings to those who visit the collection. Each photo series has a theme, mask, authentic props, and beautifully elaborate outfits, all collaborated in the mind of Jason Dowd to create the right emotion and feeling. The masks come from a shop in Epcot at the Italian Pavilion, where all these photos are on display for you to see. This is one of the biggest accomplishments of his career, having his work at Disney. Come see the beautiful first release of the series, which includes Distressed Dancer, Spanish Serenade, The Pied Piper, and Reaching for the Stars. You can see them in person or online at www.imaginationartstudios.com. For more information, visit the website. Again, it's imaginationartstudios.com. Our Facebook is Imagination Art Studios. Twitter is @DowStudios, and Instagram is @JasonDow. Come and be mesmerized by the masks and the stories behind them.
Nothing can separate us. Nothing can come between us now. Nothing can take away, break away the power of love.
Hey, this is Jennifer McGill, and you're listening to my first single, Unbreakable. You can get it at jennifermcgill.com.
The dust settles on the ground. I hear you.
Hey, this is Cherish Lee, and you are listening to AME Radio with Jason.
Welcome back, everybody. We have on the line with us our special guest. His name is Rosanto Cole, and he is an entrepreneur. And, you know, there's something to be said about people that are entrepreneurs because they go out and they challenge themselves to do something spectacular in this world and make a legacy for themselves through stuff that they create to make other people's lives happy as well. And one of the ways that he's done this is through a clothing line called Favor Ain't Fair clothing line. And he's also making an app, which is going to be a station in the next couple of months here. So he's got a lot of amazing things going on for himself, and we are so happy to have him because we're going to talk to him about how he's managed to accomplish what he has done and maybe set an example for other people out there that are second-guessing themselves. So welcome, Rosanto. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. So, you know, there's nothing more passionate than being an entrepreneur. You have to have passion because,
right,
you know, you got, especially if you're at like one of those home-based businesses, when you know, you get up and there's the television, there's the stuff that you can do, and, you know, you're not having to punch a clock necessarily, so it takes a lot of discipline.
Right.
What made you decide this is the route for you to go?
Well, one of the things that kind of got me going is I pretty much asked myself a question one day about how much money that I wanted to be making. And it was, you know, just an X amount of dollars. And I was just thinking, like, I didn't have that much time to work my way up to making that amount of money. So I was just, you know, just thinking to myself, what way could I just get out of the rat race and how soon could I do it? And, you know, I just kind of was, you know, thinking of a few things and thinking of my strengths and weaknesses. And I just, you know, just came up with some solutions.
So what was the first solution? Was it the clothing line?
Well, actually, I did start the clothing line, but, you know, I was still kind of working my job with that. That wasn't something that actually gave me my exit. I actually have a janitorial company as well, which is kind of one of those businesses where you can start immediately and start making money immediately. And, you know, it kind of just flourished quite quickly, where I was able to kind of just quit my job and I just, you know, jumped out there. You know, some people, you know, they wait till their business is making enough, you know, before they feel comfortable. And I just decided, you know, I'm not going to be able to find out if I can fly unless I just go ahead and jump off that cliff.
You know, that is so right. But a lot of people are scared to do that. I mean, it is a scary situation. You know, you have, if you go to a regular job, you have the security of it. You know, unless something
right.
happens major, that you got money coming in. With this, you don't. And I think a lot of people
right.
are scared to do that. So what type of mentality do you have to get yourself over that fear?
One of the things that I do like to, you know, preach to people is, you know, is your thoughts, like your thought process, like what you think creates a reality. So you have to be able to believe in yourself and know that regardless of, you know, the first obstacle that comes in your way, you're just going to tear that thing down and keep going. You just have to have a passion for what you're doing, and you just got to, you know, pretty much just have that 100% belief in yourself that you're going to succeed no matter what.
So you have this janitorial company. So how did you come up with a clothing line?
The clothing was the first thing. It's more of my passion, you know, kind of, you know, the fashion and, you know, setting and following trends. You know, so that's where initially the entrepreneurial spirit came. It was through my clothing line. And then, you know, the janitorial thing, like I said, it was something that started to pay the bills to keep everything afloat, and I kind of started, you know, funneling, you know, money into my clothing line itself. And, you know, it was kind of something that came easy to me because I was, you know, kind of one of those fashionable guys throughout life, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You know, putting things together, you know, trying new styles that other guys or, you know, people haven't tried, so... The clothing line thing kind of came easy as far as, you know, having to create. It was just, you know, more of the learning how to market and brand, because it's not just about what looks good to you, you know, how are other people going to be able to work with what you create?
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have any type of background in, like, business or marketing or anything like that? Did you go to school for something like that? Or did it just kind of fall into your lap and you just made it work?
Well, see, that's kind of part of my story as far as, like, becoming an entrepreneur and the, you know, the business side of things. I did it all myself, you know, and I'm pretty much still doing it myself. You know, I've built a few resources along the way, but I never really had anyone who was able to teach me, you know, the values of, like, becoming a business owner or being in business for yourself. It just kind of was just in me, I guess, you know, something that I kind of wanted to do, because I've never been really good at just doing what people tell me to do, you know what I mean? So, you know, I was always questioning, like, that doesn't sound right, you know, so I was always seen as someone who's, like, always wanted to do something for themselves, and so that's how that started as far as wanting to do a business, but in retrospect, I also, like, I went to school and, you know, I kind of focused on, like, the being in business, but it wasn't to own my own business, if you know what I mean.
Sure. So what's been some of the best parts of your creative design for this clothing line? What are some of the things that you want to incorporate in your line that when people see it, they know that this is your product that makes it stand out from the rest?
As far as standing, just kind of, you know, kind of like the casual, natural looks of things, like people kind of like get really edgy with like cuts and, you know, all these crazy type of different things. It's simple, but still catchy to the eye. I like to use a lot of the, you know, darker colors, with my clothing line. I like to use, like, a lot of graphics kind of around, like, the shoulders and the neck area mm-hmm. and kind of keep the bottom kind of, you know, plain and empty. It's funny that I kind of start to see some of the more expensive brands kind of do the things that I was doing, like, 2 years ago. So, you know, I kind of feel like it's just, you know, people are starting to catch up with a lot of different things that I've kind of been doing for a while.
So what type of material is your shirts made out of? Or is it made out of that like that new type of fabric that feels like really, 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 really soft? Or is it like one of those sporting shirts that have like that that really, I can't even describe the feeling of it, but when you touch it, you know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, you know, people are using a lot of like the velvet type of different
yeah.
things, but you know, it's a lot of the stuff that's kind of coming from, you know, over in the Middle East, like some of those kind of cognitive fabrics. And I just kind of like to use a lot of those type of materials for my clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a lot of casual stuff. I like to, you know, use the word casual for my lines, casual, sporty, you know, kind of hang out. And I'm kind of veering into the, you know, like the sports gear, like the Under Armour right now as well. Cause, you know,
yeah,
not too serious, kind of laid back kind of style.
But still looks good.
Yeah, still looks good. I mean, you still can go to the, you know, hang out at the bars or something like that with the clothes that I have. But you also, you know, can, you know, go chill at the library or wherever you live or wherever it is that you like to hang out at, you know, without feeling uncomfortable.
Mm. So,
yeah,
you know, you got my type of style down because I don't ever dress up. I mean, if you see me in like a pair of khakis and a button up shirt, that's considered, you know, like tuxedo style for
me. Going to work.
Yeah, because I mean, I just don't look good in something like that. So I appreciate those types of styles where you can still feel like you're not like, it's not like a tee that you just throw on and it doesn't have any, you know.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
have any
and
feel.
And that's where. And that's where, you know, I have like the hem tee kind of style where it's kind of like a little bit long in the front, a little bit long in the back, and it's got like the U on the sides. Those are called hem tees. So those are kind of like stylish. You can definitely, you know, wear those to, you know, hang out and impress some people. As well as kind of like the shirts kind of with the, like the bigger collars with the hoods, mm-hmm. those type of things. You get a nice, real clean, crisp look, you know, when you wear those type of things as well.
Do you have a ladies line, or is it strictly men, or is it unisex, or how's your line fall?
It's definitely unisex. It's definitely unisex, for sure. I have a lot of variety of, you know, man things. The women version of the line is kind of still in the development stage, but as far as what I create, it's unisex because of, you know, the different colors that you can, that I can, you know, interchange between pretty much any piece.
So let's look out for the next, like, let's just say 5 years. Where do you want to see this line in the next 5 years? What types of goals do you have for it?
As far as my main goals for my clothing line, I want to get very diverse in the branding as far as avenues I take it down, as far as like maybe even making like different type of sports gear, maybe like some snowboarding, you know, snowboarding attire, maybe even making like some pro jerseys for different teams or things like that, versus just kind of sticking with the norm where people just kind of stay in the lane of, you know, they want to be seen on Fashion Week or things like that. I want to get more into, you know, just different avenues of where you actually see the brand itself.
Hmm. And what type of distribution do you have for something like this? Are you trying to get it in stores? Is it in stores now, or is it strictly like online where you can make special orders that way?
Right now, I've been kind of featured in one store for a while. That situation kind of fizzed out because, you know, I'm in a smaller town. But right now, it's strictly online. But as far as once I continue to grow, I'm definitely looking into get in, you know, probably for some of your, what do you call it, like street stores or mm-hmm. something like that, then moving on to like that five-year plan that you were speaking of, maybe getting into the department stores nationally and hopefully even internationally.
Well, I know one of the things that will be very key to something like that would be to have a good manufacturer that can cut the prices, you know, down so you
right.
make a profit, but it doesn't over-gouge the customer. So do you have something like that in line right now, or is that something you're searching for?
Well, I'm actually searching for that good wholesale plug, as I like to call it, because, like, once you get into fashion, you kind of start, you know, paying attention to more of these things. You know, people are having, you know, kind of the same shirts, and you know they actually come from the same manufacturer, but you can see, like, you know, there's a huge price difference in it, and it pretty much just depends on, you know, the wholesaler that they're getting it from, mm-hmm. and the manufacturer. It's their cost, you know, from A to Z is what's driving their prices. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to keep my things, like, in the, you know, middle to low end, you know, but you can't get too crazy.
Right.
If you have the greatest plug and it gets too cheap, people are going to see it as cheap because, you know, you have those people who want to pay crazy amounts for, you know, different brands because they feel like if they paid a lot for it, it's worth a lot more. You know what I mean? But I want to be, you know, accessible to, you know, any and everyone, you know. So I want to have that expensive appeal but not the expensive price.
I know that feeling. And, you know, that's the one thing that stinks about any type of designer or somebody that has a line of something to be sold in retail, because you don't want to overcharge people, but you don't want to skimp on the quality either. So you want to have the highest
right.
possible quality for the best possible price. And that's not easy
right.
to find. Now, have you ever thought about going on like a Shark Tank or anything like that with this?
So as far as going on Shark Tank or something like that, just kind of you know, paying attention to, you know, society and even like the show, I veer away from it as far as my clothing line. Now I have an app that's going to be coming out here, you know, towards, you know, the end of the year, mm-hmm. something like that, or maybe some of my other entrepreneur ideas. That's something I would present to like Shark Tank. But as far as the clothing line goes, I probably restrict to something more along the lines of like private investors, or, you know, maybe kind of linking up with another clothing line for some type of, you know, distribution deal or something like that, you know.
Sure. Well, I admire your spirit here, and this is something that's, you know, I wish everybody would take the initiative, because that is the American dream. You get up and you make opportunities for yourself, and if something doesn't work
right.
that easily, do it. You can go out and do it, and if you have the passion enough to do it. So I applaud you for what you're doing, and I wish you all the best.
Right. I definitely appreciate that, man. I definitely appreciate you guys, you know, giving me the opportunity to get out and tell people about it.
No problem, but we got about a minute left, so tell everybody how they can find your stuff.
Okay, you guys can find my clothing line at www.favorainfairclothing.com. We're on Instagram at favorainfairclothing. You can look me up as well on Instagram at Santo World, SantoWorld, as well as on Twitter at SantoWorld314.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This has been a lot of fun. I wish you all the best, and hopefully I'll see your stuff out in the market here real soon.
Definitely. You know, I definitely got to send you guys something, man. I appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right, guys. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have more, so don't go anywhere.
Well, I can buy your body. I can make you do your body. Buy your body. Dance until the morning light. Buy your body. Even till you want some more. Buy your body. I ain't no one that's done before. Oh.
Welcome back, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed that little bit of music that we played. You know, I love playing music on here because music is a way of being therapeutic. It's also a great way to just escape the everyday humdrum of whatever it may be. It can put you in a completely different mood depending on the music style that you put on. And, you know, I've learned that very well recently. I've been extremely stressed out and a lot of stuff to do. And I noticed that when I sit down and I put on music, and it doesn't really matter what it is, my entire production goes up about 65%, believe it or not. And it allows me to focus. It allows me to completely drown out everything around me. And I love it. You know, it's one of the best things that I've ever done, and it doesn't cost a dime. Well, it costs you about 99 cents to $1.29, depending on the download, but it doesn't cost you really anything. It's not medication. You're not going to have side effects from it. You may want to get up and dance or something like that, depending on the music you're playing, or you may, who knows. But regardless, it has positive effects on your body, not negative effects on your body. And that's what I love about music. And what I also love about music is that it's able to transport you almost through time. It is the ultimate time machine. You know, if you had something happen to you when you were younger and that song pops in your head, you hear it nowadays, and it can transport you back to that time. For instance, let me tell you a little song that I know is Longest Time by Billy Joel. It happens to be one of my favorite songs, but the first time I ever heard this song was when we went to a Subway restaurant back in 1984, 85, something like that. And I remember the little Pac-Man tabletop game. And I was sitting there trying to play with that big ball and stuff like that. And I think, yeah, it was Pac-Man. And what a great experience that was. And I remember getting my very first Subway. It was the first time we ever had a Subway sandwich. And, you know, it's times like that when things stick out, because that song was playing in the restaurant. And it's something I'll never forget. Another thing I'll never forget was when I heard the Sad Song Say So Much by Elton John. Every time I hear that song, I kept like transporting back into this dream state where I was riding on this old man's back, like a piggyback ride. And we were going through what was a restaurant, and the restaurant was, I thought, like a fish restaurant. I wasn't 100% sure, but that's what it reminded me of. And it seemed so real. And so I asked my dad one day, I said, you know, Dad, you were in this dream too. I said, was this a dream or did this really happen? And I went over to the spiel, and he said, yeah, it did happen. And he said it happened at a restaurant that was down in Connecticut that he was being a consultant for. And the guy that I was riding on the back of was Gordie Howe. It was one of Gordie Howe's restaurants. So I got to ride on the back of a NHL legend. How cool is that, you know? So songs can do so many amazing things. And so if you want to feel better, you want to just space out, you want to get up and dance or get some extra energy, put on your music. You never know what you're going to get out of it. All right, guys, that's all we have for you guys today. But we are going to be back tomorrow with two more guests, and I think you guys are going to enjoy them as well. So please join us every week, and here's the schedule to do so. It's AMFM 247 every Friday at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and every Saturday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, two shows, two totally different guests per show, so please join in each time to see who we have. We are also on WKLAP.com. That is an internet radio station every Friday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also on Radio Love. That's RadioLUV.com. Do not do L-O-V-E. You will not reach it. It's LUV.com every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you'll also be able to find us on iHeart, which is iHeart On Demand. All you have to do is go to a little search bar, type in AME Radio Show. And you can find us on iTunes as well, On Demand. Go to the website for all those links. And again, we will have the new iOS app up very soon. Sorry for any inconvenience it has, but we will get it back. All right, guys, we will be back tomorrow with two great guests, more stuff to talk about, and so much more. So please come back and join us. Have a great night. Keep those good juices flowing. See you tomorrow, guys. Good night.
That's the end?
We're done. Calm down, people. Calm down. Okay? That's it.